parsha is parsha's bow. So in this parsha, right, gematria bow, Beit Aleph is three. It's three makas. Like we explained, there were seven makas in the previous parsha, and there was destruction of what's called the seven lower spheres, which is represented in the seven makas. And now, this is the higher level makas, what's called the moach, the higher level persona. And the makas were for Klal Yisrael. The makas were to bring Klal Yisrael out of the mentality of Avdus into the mentality of Chayrus. And the final Chayrus that they were going to have, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw in the last week's Parsha, that was the schus that Klal Yisrael were going to be nigal with, was Matan Torah. And that's when Klal Yisrael get the Ketarim, they get the Chochma and Bina, they get the higher persona, and then they call Bnei Chorin. So this is just, the 10 Makas were a process in removing them from the Avdus. The Avdus to Paro was a Shibud, was a Avdus to the Yetzirah. The getting out now, so these three Makas are Makas which are removing them from the thinking of Mitzrayim. So the first Makka we have, it's and when it says, look, it says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, bo al Paro, ki ani hichbadeti tibo." Hashem made hard his heart. Vet leiv avadav. Why? Leman shiti ototai eile bikurbon. In order to place these signs in his midst. For what reason? Uleman tesaper beoznei bincha, that you will say into the ears of your son, ben bincha, and your son's son, i.e. the generations after, et asher itolalti b'mitzrayim, which I like sort of made fun in Egypt. I don't know how to really translate itolalti. Vet ototai sesamti bam v'yadatem, and then you will know, you and your children after you, ki ani Hashem. So the makas here were for Klal Yisrael. So already we see the makas here, and it's going to be now the Arba, right? He's going to bring Arba now on Mitzrayim. But it's very interesting, the whole dialogue between Paro and Moshe. So he says, Vayomru avdei Paro elav. The Avadim of Paro says, At matai yelano zele mokish. How long is this going to be for us a stumbling block? Or something bad for us? Shalach et anashim, send these people away. V'yavdu et Hashem lokeichem, let them serve God their Lord. Haterem tedai, you don't know already? Ki avda Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is being destroyed. Right? V'yushav et Moshe v'et Aaron el Paro, we came back, v'yom ha'aleim, lechu ivdu et Hashem lokeichem. Go serve Hashem. Paro agrees, go serve Hashem. The only vikuach is, mi v'mi ha'ochim. Who are the ones going? Paro was willing to let them go. Now comes Moshe and says, Vayoma Moshe, Binu Reinu with our young kids, Bizikneinu with our old people, Nelech, Baneinu, Bnoteinu, our sons, our daughters, Betzoneinu, with our flock, Bikareinu, Nelech, Kichag Hashem Lanu. So the Vikuch was who's going? Vayomer aleihem, yichen, Hashem imachem, kasher ashlach etchem, et tapeichem ra'u ki ra neged p'neichem. This ra, he saw dam. It was going to happen. And it was true, it was going to happen. Rashi explains. It just changed to dam amila. Lo ken luchu. No, don't go. Hagvarim v'ivdu et Hashem. Luchu, no. Not all of you, just the gvarim. Ki otatem vakshim, you want to serve Hashem. What do you need the kids for? What do you need the daughters for? What do you need your sons for? What do you need the women for? They don't serve Hashem. They don't bring the sacrifices. Just go to the Gvarim. Vagiresh otam b'pnei p'nei paro. And he sent them away. So the vikuach wasn't now anymore about sending them away. Paro was okay to go to serve Hashem. Now that he called us, who's going to serve? Why I'm trying to explain this to you, because we're going to see the next one is going to be, they're going to ask Paro and the Mitzrayim to give them flock. And then in Makas Bechoras, finally Paro tells them to go, and he says, we'll even give you flock. So what's happening here? What's really happening isn't that Paro didn't want to get them out. They weren't at a stage in which they were free from Paro and free from the slavery. You'll see in Makas Bechoras that it's called Pesach. It's very, very strange. We're giving them the Makas. So now we have the will come the Arbe. The Arbe is Kiseh et Kol Haaretz. You don't see Mitzrayim. All you see is just a whole, like a street of just like, you know, full of these locusts. It destroys everything. Anything that was left from Makas Barad, the Arbe ate up everything. There was nothing left in Egypt. Egypt was completely destroyed. That was the end. That's what it says. Aterem teda ki avda Mitzrayim. The Makas Arbe destroyed completely Mitzrayim. There was nothing left. No produce. Nothing left in Egypt. Now, all of this was to get Klal Yisrael out of Egypt. That means, try and understand something. The way we talk about Mitzrayim is a later, is the birth of Klal Yisrael. When a child's in the mother's womb, the child's called Yerech Imo. It's a limb of the mother. In order for birth to take place, the child needs to have its own identity. That's what's happening. These last three Makas are to bring out Jewish identity. So now, after this, we have the next Makkah, which is what? Makas Choshech. What was Makas Choshech for? What was the Choshech of Mitzrayim? Chazal say it was felt, this Choshech. V'yom HaShem al Moshe, Natei Yadech al HaShamayim, V'yichoshech al Eretz Yitzrayim, V'yamesh Choshech. You felt this Choshech. It was a tangible darkness. And there was now, Moshe put up his hands, and there was Choshech afeil b'chol Eretz Yitzrayim, 3 days. Lo ra'uish et achiv, where they were standing, they couldn't move, right? And Klal Yisrael had all, they had light. And Chazal tell us what happens. Oh, now see the pasuk, what it says. Vayikra Paro el Moshe, v'yomer luchu avdu et Hashem. Just go. Rak tzonchem ba'chem yutzak gam tapechem yelech imachem. Just leave your flock. But your children now can go. You see the stages. Now your children can go. Now I agree that children could go. V'yomer Moshe, what does Moshe say now? You give us flock. Not only will take our own flock, you give us flock. Right? Ve'olot v'asinu l'Hashem Elokeinu. V'gam b'kneinu yelech imanu. And also our flock will go. Right? V'yechazek Hashem et lev paro v'lo ava l'shalcham. Hashem made strong his heart. He didn't want to send them. You hear what I'm saying? It was stages. He now Paro agrees that the children will go. But no, now Moshe says, now he adds, give me flock. Yeah? There was a further separation. What was the separation of Makas Choshech? The Midrash says that the Choshech of Mitzrayim was the Choshech of Gehinnom. It was the darkness of Gehinnom. Chazal, we know, Rashi says, and it's a Chazal, it's a Midrash, in Parshas Vishalach, Chamushim Alu Mitzrayim, 4/5 died in Egypt in Makat Choshech. Try and get a picture of what we're talking about. About 2 million Jews, if you include children and women, right? 600,000 men from 20 to 60, right? But if you, at least 2 million, maybe more, but at least 2 million left. Just to make the maths easy, that means 8 million were killed in Egypt. 8 million Jews. And Rashi says here, why? So the Egyptians wouldn't know. 8 million Jews being killed and no one knows about it? What happened here? Chazal tell us we didn't have any mitzvahs. When we had Makas Bechoras, there was a taina. Eilu ovde avodah zarah, they're ovde avodah zarah, Mitzrayim, ve'eilu ovde avodah zarah, the Jews also ovde avodah zarah. What's the difference? Why this you're killing and this, chas v'shalom? No. What schus did we have? So we were given the schus of Pesach, of Milah. Now we have to understand, it's very integral to Makas Bechoras. Pesach Mitzrayim is integral to Makas Bechoras. We're going to understand that soon. But before we understand that, you have to know, Chazal said, who left Egypt? Those that lo shinu lishonam, they didn't change their tongue, they spoke Loshon HaKodesh. Lo shinu malbusham, they had their girdles, or their turbans, right? They look Jewish. V'lesh lo shenu et shmam, their names. They weren't called Ramses or Johnny. They weren't called Max or John or Paul. So those that were left looked like Egyptians, were called Egyptians. Right? They dressed, they were called, and they spoke like Egyptians. They were completely assimilated. That's what Chazal meant when it says that Makat Chod Choshech was the Choshech of Gehinnom. They were destroyed spiritually. There was no remesis. There was nothing Jewish left in them. So they just fell into the Choshech of Gehinnom. That's assimilation. 80% of the Jewish people. Chas v'shalom, I don't want to say, you know, you have 74% of Jews intermarrying, being lost completely from any zika, any remnants of Jews. Their children won't be Jewish, and the ones that will be won't know about their Judaism. And they'll marry out. And it's very unlikely that those will come back. They're lost. That's the Makat Choshech. That's assimilation. And that was removed from the Jewish people. The Golus is there to refine us and to separate the, so to speak, the good, and to refine the refined to come out. That's what Kura Basel means. You know, when you make metal, what do? You boil it to a very, very high and high temperature, and then all the psolet, all the bad stuff is on the top, is removed. Or it's, you know, it's on the bottom, you draw it out from the bottom, you get pure metal. Because metal's in the ground. It's full of other stuff. It's full of other elements. You want the pure metal or pure gold to come out, it's a refinement. It's a boiling, but you get, it's heated up to tremendous temperatures, and then the separation is made. That's what was happening here in Mitzrayim. That was the Asara Makas. In the Makas, each Maka also, Jews were killed, depending on where they were holding. Makat Choshech was big time. That was the final separation. What was left of Klal Yisrael is what was coming out of Mitzrayim. And now we have Makas Becheros, which is the final clarification. Now the next Makkah, as the final Makkah, is Makas Becheros. Here, Chazal go into all of the halachas of Korban Pesach. Makas Becheros and Korban Pesach and Bris Mila are together. None of the other Makkahs we had any mitzvahs. We had anything that we had to do. We didn't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, so let's see. A Kodesh Baruch Hu knew who the Becheros Mitzrayim were. He didn't need us to put a little, you know, blood on the doorposts as a sign. That wasn't for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was for us. So here it says, Vayomer Moshe, ko ama Hashem, k'chatzot alayla, ani yotzei betoch Mitzrayim. And there's a whole Gemara here, why Moshe says k'chatzot, Rashi brings. Moshe Rabbeinu knew chatzot, right? And there's a whole Gemara, why, you know, going on this, why, did he know, did he not know? No, he just said k'chatzot because the Instagnini Paro wouldn't know when was chatzot, and they thought Moshe was badai. Big deal. It didn't come. It came a second after Chatzot. A minute after Chatzot. So what? What's the big deal? The Moshe knew Chatzot. What's Chatzot? The night is divided into two halves. The first part of the night, right, starts with day, going into darkness, and the sea of darkness is Chatzot. So Chatzot is the time of the change from the height of darkness to the beginning of light. That's a changing point. So the point of Geula is when you get to the sea of darkness, the height of darkness. By the way, that's why Makkah Choshech was beforehand. The height of darkness. And at the height of darkness, then it's a changing point. When the awe begins to come in. If you know Chatzot, the knowledge of Chatzot is the place of the change. Is that place of the change? Makas Becheros came exactly on Chatzot because that's the place that it's changing. That becomes the starting of Geula. And the Gemara, this is a big discussion. What's called the Geula of Mitzrayim? When they went out in actuality in the morning, or at night was the beginning of the Geula? And there's a whole deal to when you can eat your afikomen, and it's based on this. Machlokas and Gemara, Rias and Rabbi Akiva. You with me? So this point of Chatzot, knowing Chatzot, is knowing the time of Geula. Had Moshe had it come a minute afterwards or minute beforehand, it meant Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. That we weren't sholet. We weren't. When you know something, means you have dominion over it. Knowing Chatzot means you have dominion at the point of change. That means we can cause that change. That's what knowledge means. Had Moshe Rabbeinu come out to be badai, a liar, means he didn't have shlit on the geula. It wouldn't have been a complete geula. They would have thought it wouldn't have been a complete geula. He wasn't sholet on the kudat chatzot. That's what the Gemara asks. Did David HaMelech know chatzot laila? It's a big thing. What's a big thing? Nowadays you have a luach, you know, tells you chatzot at 11:40 something. You've got a watch, you know, it's RP on your phone, it's exactly precise. What's the big deal of knowing when Chatzot is? Nekudat Chatzot is not the knowledge when night turns into this, begins to start day. The point of change. That's Nekudat Chatzot. It's not a time to know a time. It's to understand what that concept is. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that. And that was Makas Becheros. Now, why Makas Becheros? Why the final Makkah Why kill just the Bechoros? Kill everyone. What's the killing of the Bechoros? Destroy all of them. Why kill the girls as well? Well, you know, like, well, the girls were big tzaddikas. Why just the Bechoros? What's a Bechor? The Bechor, the firstborn, right? We know from Chazal, Reishis Ono, the beginning, the firstborn is the Reishis. The Reishis contains within it all of the other children. The firstborn contains in it all the koach of the father. All the koach of Paro was in his firstborn. All the koach of Mitzrayim. Destruction of the firstborn is destruction of his destruction of his koach. It's destruction of Mitzrayim. Because you're destroying the hemshech. You're destroying the heir, the one to be. That whole concept. What is Klal Yisrael called? The Bechor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where his Reishis, where his firstborn, where his Koach, where his Reishis or no, where his Koach. So the destruction of the Bechor is destruction of any remnants of Mitzrayim, all their future Koach. Not only did we destroy Mitzrayim, not only did we separate the good from the bad in Machas Bechorishech, right? We did Abu to destruction of Mitzrayim. Now we're destroying any Koach, any future Koach they'll have. The destruction now of Mitzrayim was, there's no Hemshech to Mitzrayim. There's no continuation. Farah has no heir. There's no one to be Mamshech his Derech. And that's connected Klal Yisrael. That now, what do Chazal say? Eilu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Ve'eilu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Why wasn't Sonayim Shel Klal Yisrael also killed in the Makkah? So we were given two mitzvahs. And these are the only two mitzvahs, right? And they come with Makkah's Bechoros. Because we were told, Kulechem, right? Ish Se'el Beit Avot, Se'el Abayit. On the 10th of Nisan, they had to take and that we show me the Korban Pesach, right? And Chazal say that this Seh represented the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was serving this Seh as well. Now they had to take the Seh of Avodah Zarah and they had to tell the Mitzrayim, we're offering this Avodah Zarah of yours, which they also served, as a Korban LaHashem. We're going to shecht it. I'm going to offer it a Korban LaHashem. And Klal Yisrael, before that, in order to do that, they need to do a Bris Milah. Because an Arel is not shaykh to this Korban. The Korban Pesach was a separation of Klal Yisrael from the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. And the Milah, Chazal say, the Rambam, and Moreh Nevuchim explains, that the Milah is a separation of man's physical desires. The Ola is representation of man's desires. Milah is a separation from that, says the Rambam. That's a Hechshet to Torah. These are two aspects. There's two aspects of Yetzirah. There's the desire, which is against Mila, right? The Tavani. And then there's the Kasani, the Gaiva. Anger. Arrogance. That's Avodah Zarah. That your desires, your will is the will in the world. That's why people serve the Avodah Zarah. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Klal Yisrael, these are two mitzvahs, Shiesh Behem Koris. There's no mitzvahs asay which have Koris, only these two. Koris means to be cut off spiritually from the Jewish people. These are the only mitzvahs. You don't do them, you're cut off spiritually from the Jewish people. Why? Because this is the creation of the Jewish people. Had not Klal Yisrael had Dam HaPesach and Dam HaMila, like we said, Paro saw Ra'a Neged Penechem, had they not had this Dam, which was turned into mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael also deserved to die. Their separation from the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim was Mila, so it was the Korban Pesach, and the separation from desires of Paro, which was beforehand, was the Mila. Desires of Mitzrayim was the Mila. This is what took Klal Yisrael out of Egypt. This was the schus that we had that allowed us for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why it's called Pesach. Pesach al Shem Hadiluk, that Kodesh Baruch Hu passed over, was Medaleg, jumped over Batei Klal Yisrael. And the other Loshon, Pesach Loshon Chemla, Rashi brings Chemla, means when you see a child and you see the potential of a child has no deserving to live, which doesn't have any mitzvahs, it's a little child. But you have mercy. Chemla is like a form of mercy of potential you see in him. That's what Pesach also means. Klal Yisrael were a child. They were being born here. They had no mitzvahs, but Kodesh Baruch Hu saw their potential. This was the birth of Klal Yisrael. This was the beginning. That's why Korban Pesach comes. Now I'm going to explain to you a very important thing. The only Korban, and this is the birth of Klal Yisrael, the only Korban, which is a family Korban, is Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was shechted in the home. Was the separation was on the doorpost. The Dam HaPesach was on the doorpost of the home. The doorpost, normally where you put the Dam, is the Mizbeach. The doorpost of our home became the Mizbeach on which you threw the Dam.
Only for the first one?
Yeah, the Pesach there is no. Pesach Mitzrayim, I'm talking about. Yeah, but that represented... Why is a korban mishpacha, a korban of a home, a changing of avodah zarah? Why is that the separation of avodah zarah? The birth of the Jewish people is the birth of the family, called the Jewish people, called the family and the home. The world, the first thing that goes in society is family life. Promiscuous society destroys family life. Chazal say, Lo ratzu la'avod avodah zarah. They didn't want to serve avodah zarah. Only to be machnis them sheker, to put in them lies, so they can go after their taivas, they can go after their desires, be promiscuous. Family life means giving. Family life means achrayas. Responsibility for the people, your wife and your kids. Family life means getting out of your own personal desires and giving and being achrai, being responsible for the people around you. That's the opposite of avodah zarah. That's why Korban Pesach is a family Korban. We took the Korban of Mitzrayim, we took the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim, and we turned it into a family korban. That's the birth of the Jewish people. We gave this world this concept of family and responsibility. We're the light to the nations. We're the family of the Jewish people. And we're responsible for the world. That's the birth of the Jewish people. That's the concept of family. Even today, people who are so distant from Judaism, everyone still celebrates Pesach. They might even understand, they clean their houses, they might not even be doing Alpi Halacha, they might even eat bread, but they have a family Seder, and the family comes around. Korban Pesach, the Pesach night, the Seder night still remains to Klal Yisrael. Even people who are far away, even people who are persecuted in Russia, they still had a Seder. As far as they're away. You know, Chabad or all these, you know, kibbutz organizations, the biggest day is Pesach. They have hundreds of people at a Seder night, or thousands of people. People want to be there. They feel connected. That's the emunah of Klal Yisrael, the birth of Klal Yisrael. Chas v'shalom, if a person distances himself from Passover, he has no remnants to it, it shows he's cut off. It shows he's distant, very distant. So that explains why Makas Bechoros had to have, we needed Skuyot. We needed to separate from the Taivas of Mitzrayim and from the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. And then we became the Bechor Klal Yisrael. Then of Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we became the Rishis. And we weren't fully desired. We weren't fully deserving. That's why we have more in the Parsha. The Parsha continues. And it tells us, right? What happens after we have the Pesach? We leave Egypt. And we don't have time to make food. So what do we make? We make matzahs. And there's a chazal that says that how they cook the matzahs, they used to put it on their forehead when they left, and the sun used to cook it. What's this chazal teaching us? You know, they went out of Egypt with the matzahs on their head, and the sun cooked it. And chazal's mashma, when they finished their matzahs, we got man. We got the bread that came min ha-shamayim. So it sounds as if the matzah was this bread. The Zohar calls matzah lechem de'emnuta, bread of emunah. The rays of the sun and on our head, it's brought down in Sfarim, the matzah represents the moach of Klal Yisrael, the emunah of Klal Yisrael. When we eat matzahs, it's like eating man. It's lechem avirim, the bread that gives us spiritual strength. The rays of the sun on our heads represents the moach, the higher persona that we got when we left Mitzrayim. That's what the matzahs gave us. That's what Yetzirat Mitzrayim gave us. That's what Korban Pesach gave us. Because the matzah is connected to Korban Pesach. Afikomen is connected to Korban Pesach. It gave us the lave that opened us to Torah. That lave of emunah. That heart of emunah. Binas halev. The understanding heart. Now we're going to have 49 days till we reach and Klal Yisrael perfect themselves and they prepare for Matan Torah. But the Chumash finishes with what? And what's this thing about chametz? We can't have chametz. We can't have so'or. We can't have kol machmetzet. We can't have anything which is even tarovis chametz. And chazal, midrabbanan, were machmir. Even a mashu of chametz in our food, we can't have its asa. They were machmir. Lo yireh lecha, you shouldn't see it. Lo yimatzeh lecha, it shouldn't be in your vicinity. Chazal go out of town. You know, not only you can't eat it, can't even own it. And when we're shechting the Korban Pesach, there can't be chametz. Why? You know when a child is born? You know, it has to be sterile. Because if there's any germs around, there's any bad around the child, chas v'shalom, when he's born, he's weak. Any germs, chas v'shalom, could kill the child. Chazal say, so'or she'be'isa zuyet sahara. When Klalus were coming to be born, that would be a complete separation from chametz, from so'or, which represents the Yetzara. Lo yireh lecha, you shouldn't see it. Lo yimatzeh lecha, it shouldn't be in your vicinity. And when there's that? At the time of the shechting of the Korban Pesach. Already has to be out. That's Chatzot. So with Machmi, Midrabbanan, even beforehand. But Chatzot, no Pesach, no Kor, no Matzah, no Chometz in our house. It's the birth of the Jewish people. It has to be sterile. No Yetzar. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Leil Shemurim. Remove the Yetzirah from Klal Yisrael on this day. We came out pure. The birth of Klal Yisrael was pure. No chametz. Because we came out pure, but that was done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It wasn't us who did that. We did a little. We did Korban Pesach, we did Brit Mila, but that didn't make us pure. We were still Avdei Paro. We know that. We see what happened. We're going to learn next week, Kriyas Yamsuf. And Chazal tell us, Kriyas Yamsuf is similar to Yetziat Mitzrayim. It's a final Yetziat. It's a final coming out. Right? We still are somewhat Avdei Paro. So Kodesh Baruch Hu created this day, Leil Shemurim Uba Min HaMazikim, no Ra on this day. The night time, which represents darkness, is day. The only night we have mitzvahs is Pesach. The Pesach night is day. No Yetzara, no night. It's day. But it's day by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu made it day. No, our actions made it day. Kiddush Levana is a nighttime mitzvah. When was it given? Before Korban Pesach. The birth of Klal Yisrael is Kiddush Levana. When the moon comes out at night, the beginning of the coming out of the moon, Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu was shown this just before Shkia. Kazeh Kiddush. This is, right? The birth of the new moon is the birth of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is connected to the moon. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the sun. We're a reflection of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's rays in this world. We're his light. We're emanation of his light. That was the birth of Klal Yisrael. The first Rashi in Chumash says we should start Chumash with a Chodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. Because the birth of Klal Yisrael is the birth of the new moon. And that we decide which day is Rosh Chodesh is we have dominion on the Zman. We have dominion on time. Dominion on time means dominion on cause and effect. Time is cause and effect. We have the dominion over time. That means we are given over the Shlita, the dominion on time, on the cause and effect of the world. We bring the world into its actuality. That's the beginning of the new moon. We reflect the rays of the sun, we reflect, so to speak, God's rays, God's shefa, his hashpa, his influence into the world in a way that the world can see it. You can't look at the sun, the moon you can look at. We bring God's influence into the world in a way that it's acceptable for the world. In the world, it's tangible to the world. That's what Klal Yisrael. That's why that's the first mitzvah. That's why it comes with Korban Pesach. This is also why, at the end of the parasha, right? After we spoke about coming out of Egypt, what do we have? We have all the parasha of Kaddish Likol Bechor Peter Rechem B'nei Yisrael B'Adam V'Im Alihu. Why? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu, really, we didn't deserve to be saved. The mitzvahs that we have wasn't sufficient for us to leave Mitzrayim. We weren't really deserving. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Bechemla. In mercy. But Arpi din, we didn't deserve it. So really, Klal Yisrael, there was real no big difference between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Only in terms of potential. So when Kodesh Baruch Hu killed the Bechoros, he owned the Bechor of Klal Yisrael. He owned us. So that's why you have this concept of Kaddish Likor Bechor. Adam u'Behema. Because Baruch Hu owned it and needed a redemption for it. And now Kodesh Baruch Hu owned the Bechoros of Klal Yisrael, and they were now to be the servers of God. They were going to be those who served in Beis HaMikdash. By Chet HaEgel that changed, right? Because of the Levim, they didn't sin and they did sin. And then it says, when we after have speaks about the Bukharis. It says, "Vayomer Hashem el Am zochot yom hazeh sheyatzei Mitzrayim mibeit avadim, from the house of enslavement, ki bechozek yad hotzei Hashem etchem mizeh v'lo yechal chametz." Straight away, after speaking about the Bukharis, says you went out of Egypt, don't eat chametz. Because that's the simba for the Bukharis. The reason that we Kaddish Nikol Bechor is because of Mitzrayim. And because we didn't eat chametz, we didn't eat chametz, there was no chametz around. The Kaddish Baruch Hu sterilized the environment. He made the environment that even we could live in it. Even a child who has no schuyot, has no mitzvahs. There's no reason a child deserves to be born. There's no schut he has. He has no merits. He has no reason for his kiyum. Only that one day he's going to be a bar mitzvah. One day he's going to be a child who's going to keep mitzvahs. Bar mitzvah is matan Torah. When a child becomes a godly and receives his higher persona, now he keeps mitzvahs. That's shavuos. That's matan Torah. It's precisely that. So here, the reason for the Bechoros, Kaddish Nikol Bechor, is because we went out of Egypt, and of course, Baruch Hu sterilized. He removed all the chametz, removed all the yitzhar, because we wouldn't have been able to cope with that. Now, Klal Yisrael builds itself up in the 49 days, Likrat Matan Torah, and we're going to have a further separation, Pumparo, complete separation, on the seventh day, with Kriyas Yamsuf. But this is now the birth of Klal Yisrael. We were born b'chemla, with mercy. We weren't deserving of it. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs to be somewhat deserving, and that we have a potential, and because of our potential, we're receiving Matan Torah. Finishes off with the Haggadah. Vayaki shelcha bincha machal emo mazot. What happened? V'amarte ala b'chozek yad hotziyanu Hashem Mitzrayim beit avadim. Right? He took us out from b'chozek yad with a strong hand. And he killed, destroyed Paro and all of Mitzrayim. B'cho adam b'cho behema ken ani zovech l'Hashem ko peter rechem ascharim. Right? V'cho b'cho b'naifte. Mitzvah b'chores. Right? And then it finishes finally. Vaya la'ot al yadecha, will be a sign on your hands, l'totafot b'nimecha, tefillin on your eyes, between your eyes, ki bechozek yad hotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. What's tefillin to do with all of this? What does tefillin represent? Yitzei Mitzrayim and tefillin, what's it do with that? Now we're given the bits of tefillin, we leave Egypt? Yes. The leaving of Egypt is the building of Klal Yisrael, is giving Klal Yisrael its higher persona, which is Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the Ketarim, is Chochma v'Bina. Those are the two tefillins we wear, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi is Bina, Rabbeinu Tam is Chochma. That's the totafot. That's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is that we have these ketarim. We have these ketarim because we left Egypt, and now we're preparing ourselves to Matan Torah. And what keeps us, what's the vessel that prepares Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, for his neshama that he gets? Is tefillin. That's why Shabbos, which is a day, which itself is an ot, where we have the ketarim, which is our extra neshama we have on Shabbos, we don't need the ot of tefillin. Shavuos was on Shabbos. Because Shavuos vayechulu. Yom HaShishi, the 6th of Sivan. The whole world waited for the 6th of Sivan when Klal Yisrael received this totafot, when Klal Yisrael received this higher persona, which is represented in the tefillin. The tefillin is the hechsher, is the beginning of receiving this higher persona. That's why it's now mentioned at the end of the parasha. Okay?